noche tengo varias lagunas. La cama me acompaña cuando estoy cruda. No sé, pero me encanta hacer tributo a la luna. En estos tiempos no hay fuerza de buscándome. Estás intentando convencerme. No sé si esto me conviene. Vale madre lo que diga. Si no sé frenar, ¿qué tienes si no sé bailar?
Amazing. That was the Beatles with Back in the USSR, the first song off the White Album. I think it's the first song off the White Album. I really hope it's the first song now. I know it's off the White Album. I'm not sure if it's the first track. Couldn't really tell you with some of that stuff. You know, The track listings of Beatles songs never really went into my mind. You know, you're listening to 91.5 WFMU Medford. This is the Astro Hour, and the only Beatles album that I know the track listings to, I think, in order is Sgt. Pepper. But also, I think Sgt. Pepper. I was having this conversation with someone the other day. I think it was my sister, about whether or not. It might not have been my sister. I forget who it was. About whether or not the correct abbreviation for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is Sgt. Pepper or Sgt. Peppers. Because I was getting annoyed that people were calling it Sgt. Peppers. Because it sounds like they're using the plural of peppers, like a bell, like bell peppers. When in reality, it's like the possessive S. Regardless, I call it Sgt. Pepper. Just to avoid confusion. Wait, who's texting me? Is that the person whose conversation that I had? No, okay, never mind. Today's a beautiful day for the Astro Hour, because today is the day that Spotify releases its end-of-the-year analytics, so we're going to be going through some of that for myself as a vanity project, but also it gave me some great suggestions of what to play, as in the songs that I've listened to this year, over and over and over again for 39,000 consecutive minutes. I think it was actually 39,081 minutes is the length of time I've spent on Spotify from January 1st until now, December 6th. So I suppose there's still time for me to get up to 40,000, which I would not put past me. Gave me a great playlist of songs that I loved. Gave me a great playlist of songs I should try. The next two are both in the same vein. We're both at the top of the playlist, which I find hilarious, and they are both Mavis Staples covers of Talking Head songs. So we are going to do both of these today. The rest of the songs were kind of random. I spotted a little bit of an anti-war theme in there, so we're going to roll with that going forward. And in the meantime, let's enjoy some Mavis Staples right now. You're listening to 91.5 WFMU Medford. This is the Astro Hour. Got some fun stuff to play here. We go.
What's the matter with him?
He's alright.
How do you know?
The Lord won't mind.
Can you
Got a little dark just then, didn't it? That was John Batiste, Leon Bridges, and Gary Clark Jr. with their cover of Crosby, Stills, and Nash's Ohio. That was a lot of names just then. Never been a big fan of bands who just make their names the band names. Not into it. Have something creative. Have some weird adjective-noun combination. Right, the broken headphones, that's bad. The magnetic fields is a real one. I didn't make that one up. And also isn't totally a weird adjective noun combination. But when you think about it, is kind of. But that's more on the physicists than it is on whatever his name is, who is the magnetic fields. You know? It's like, it's one of those one person things. I am very much into the one person band name ideal or idea as well. We've got more music coming up for you. Got way more music coming up. We're going to do a double block of Elvis. And then we're going to indulge my taste in musical theater a little bit, which is not something I do very much on the show. But you know what? It came up on those Spotify things. So we're going to do it. So here we go with some more stuff. There's not much like that, is there? Hate to interrupt this beautiful line of music, but got to do some PSAs. Got to inform the public here. And here we are. We're going to do it. It's one of my favorite ones, the space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Very important! Space heaters, very dangerous, and not fun. 1/3 of home heating fire deaths. To be fair, one-third of home heating fires, 81% of home heating fire deaths. Which is interesting. So that means it's less fires are started by space heaters, but the fires that are started are vastly more deadly. I wonder why that is. I wonder if I'm going to Google that. No, I'm not going to Google that. That sounds morbid. Instead, we're just going to do more music. I promised some musical theater, and we're going to do some musical theater. Here we go. I might need to do some manual censoring on this one. We'll see. Here we go.
I have a degree.
That's nice.
In alternative therapy.
Okay.
Took an online course for a week or two.
Maybe we should.
I think we should begin with a nice bit of Reiki.
Reiki.
Unblock your chi.
What's chi?
It's doobie doobie tra la la. It's holistic therapy.
What does that mean?
It's energy, vibrations, and something magnets. And doobie diddly pom pom pom. Now piss.
What?
Piss.
I just
piss into this.
I don't have.
I'll analyze your isotopes and something. Something quantum, quantum.
I'm stuck, I'm just.
I think you're allergic to gluten.
Stuck, it's like I feel like I'm trapped in a loop. Like I'm unstuck in
well,
time.
Well, I think cutting out gluten
I'm
is the smartest solution.
Fine.
Better a diet of soup.
Soup?
Made of rhino foreskin.
I think I've lost my mind.
How about
I can't seem to find my way out of.
An enema.
What?
Would you like an enema?
Existentially, I'm.
Essential oils.
Essentially, I'm.
Organic teas.
Enemas with friends like
I don't even know if I believe what I'm saying. This guy is clearly nuts, but he is desperate and he's paying. Statistically, he might as well be sitting home and praying for all the good that I can do. I don't have a freaking clue what I'm doing, though there are things that we just don't know. It doesn't mean you shouldn't give giving an answer a go.
I'm not sure how this will help.
Just want to get to the bottom of it.
I'm stuck. I'm just stuck.
I have a PhD.
Finally.
In psychiatric pharmacology. I specialize in mental illness.
Good.
In cows.
What?
Let's treat your depression with a course of fluoxetol.
I'm not depressed.
You're not?
No.
You must be delusional. So take some acepromazine and a couple of cocapramine. Quietly, I'd advise you to try this tranquilizer, although maybe you should just take half.
Okay.
It says whole ones for cows.
I'm not a.
And half for calves.
Right. I don't even know if I believe what I'm saying. This guy is clearly nuts, but he is desperate and he's paying. Statistically, he might as well be sitting home and praying for all the good that I can do. I don't have a freaking clue.
In my medicine cupboard, there's a bunch of Alron Hubbard.
12 steps and they shouldn't take long.
We just need a sample of your stool and your semen.
You have Satan within you, we must exercise your demons.
Take this pill.
Read this book, eat your vegetables uncooked.
It's your karma.
It's just toxins.
It's for constipated oxen.
Well, that ought to loosen you up.
I am stuck. Fuck, okay.
I don't even know.
One, I'm still sleeping and this, I'm just dreaming. Magic mushrooms.
mushrooms and thought I was Aquaman. Four, it's some kind of reality show. Five, it's amnesia. Six, it's a stroke.
You just got to open your
I think I am losing money.
$500.
What the f***
is fine?
Fine.
Karma.
Toxin.
Heaven on Their Minds, the opening track to Jesus Christ Superstar, an amazing rock opera. Last semester I had this lab course that I needed to take that was a 1 3-hour lab a week, and I would do it by just plugging my headphones in and turning on Jesus Christ Superstar, and hopefully by the time that I was done, it would be around the time that the show ended, and if it wasn't, I would just start over again. And I did that for about 12 weeks, and it was an amazing time. And then before that was Stuck, the fourth or fifth-ish track on Groundhog Day. The tracks are kind of weird on that, given the repetition. And Whatnot. Man, I had something I was going to say. That's right. So, in the nerdosphere this week, there's a lot of talk about Columbia coming out with these jackets that are apparently replicas of the filming jackets that were used on the set of The Empire Strikes Back. And this is the first time I've heard of this. And I also just was struck wondering who cared. I mean, I love The Empire Strikes Back. I think it's a beautiful movie and I think it's great. But I didn't know that like jackets from the set were a huge collectible item. And they are cool jackets, like looking at them. But they're also not necessarily something I would like wear. Like, it's something I'd kind of want to wear for, like, the Star Wars connotation, or, like, maybe if I was, like, on a tundra, you know? Like, if I was on a filming location for the ice planet of Hoth, like, I would wear this jacket. But I can't imagine, like, wearing it in my everyday life and being like, ooh, like, people being like, oh, did you get that from someone who's on the set of The Empire Strikes Back? And be like, no, I got it in 2018, and I bought it for like $4,000, like, or I don't know how much it is. It's probably going to be like $1,000, right? It's going to be like one of those super high level jackets that are probably like $1,000, right? Because they want to market it to like, you know, nerds with money, but like not that much money, you know? It's all about opening up your market. I don't know. I've just never really got stuff like that. You know, I kind of understand wanting prop replicas a little bit, but I don't understand why you'd want... Or not prop replicas. I understand why you'd want like something that was used on a movie that you love. I don't understand why you'd want a replica of something that was used on a movie you love. I don't know. Crazy stuff. We've got some more music coming for you. Some more hot takes like that. Maybe, probably not. We'll see where that goes. In the meantime, we're going to do a little Pete Seeger. It'll be great. Not one of the commie ones. I mean, maybe one of the common... Honestly, which one, it's hard to separate which ones are which, right? But, no, a great, great American folk song. Here we go.
John Henry was a little baby sitting on his papa's knee. And he picks up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. I said, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Now the captain, he said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring a steam drill around. I'm gonna bring a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on down. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on. John Henry said to his captain, Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I'd let your steam drill beat me down, I'd die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I would die with a hammer in my hand. I would die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with a hammer in my hand. Mighty fine, but John Henry drove 15 feet and the steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord. Steam drill only made 9. I said the steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord. Steam drill only made 9. John Henry hammered in the morning, his hammer was striking fire. but he worked so hard, he broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer, and he died, Lord, Lord, laid down his hammer, and he died. I said he laid down his hammer, and he died, Lord, Lord, laid down his hammer, and he died. Now John Henry had a little woman, her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick and he went to his bed, and Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. I said Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. So every Monday morning when the bluebird began to sing, you can hear John Henry a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammering. You can hear John Henry's hammering. You can hear John Henry's hammering, Lord, Lord. Hear John Henry. Oh, John Henry had a little baby. You could hold him in the palm of your hand. And the last words I heard that poor boy say, my daddy was a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. My daddy was a steel-driving man. I said my daddy was a steel-driving man, Lord. My daddy was a steel. So every Monday morning, you can hear the bluebird sing. You can hear John Henry a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammering. You can hear John Henry's hammering, oh Lord. Hear John Henry's
world's a stage, and each of us is a player. That's what I've been trying to tell you. In Act One, I was struggling to survive. Nobody wanted my action, dead or alive. Act Two, I hit the big time, and bodies be all up on my behind. And I can't help myself, 'cause I was born to shine. If you don't like it, you can shove it. If you don't like it, you love it. So I'll be up here in a rage till they bring the curtain down on the stage.
Before we start that one, oh, spoilers, man, that's terrible. It's time to sign off. Thank you so much for listening. This has been 91.5 Dome FM Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. It's been a blast. It's been a pleasure. My name has been Zach Going. Tune in next week where I'll be here before I take a nice 2-week break after that. But next week, last episode of Astro Hour Season 6. Then hopefully we can... get a jump on season 7. We're going to be like Buffy. We're going to have 7 seasons, and the 7th one will be significantly better than the 6th. But probably not as good as like the 2nd. Here we go with some good old Jack White.
My way and I'm blunder, my head falling under a blanket of shame.